And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prowitz from EDX Digital. We're taking care of your business through digital marketing.
Yes, we are taking care of your business through all kinds of great ideas and things. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you guys. Everybody, I get like a bonus period this morning, so we're just going to talk all about EDX Digital. We've got 19 different things and products that we can use with an unlimited combination of options and ideas. And it is, I'm ready at any time, drop of the hat, to start talking digital with anybody. So this is really fantastic. So I look forward to maybe today having a little bit more time with some text messages and questions that come up. It seems like one way or the other, whether it's because I've used the wrong vernacular for being in the South, since I'm not from here necessarily, all the way to people worried about the security and some of the kind of like the location and you know, IP address stuff that's part of this. People have a lot of different questions. It's been really fun. So I'm hoping that we get hit with some challenging questions, or even maybe even some examples. You know, like if you have an idea, like, here's my business, what's the suggestion? I'd love to tackle some of that with you today. So, but I've got an agenda and we're going to just jump right in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool.
Well, first up is geofencing.
Yeah, the first thing, geofencing. So one of the most basic ideas of digital targeted marketing is that you can draw circles and radiuses around locations in order to target the people that go into that location. And it's very useful for a lot of different reasons and a different applications. And so I'm going to talk about a couple of those, but just keep in mind that on and geographically, it doesn't matter where in the United States, from here, we can post this and build a campaign for you anywhere. So if your company has locations outside of the Pensacola area, well beyond the sound of our voices here this morning, out into anywhere in the U.S., we can drop a point on a map, on a pinpoint on a map, and draw a radius around it in order to deliver targeted messaging to the people inside that geography, and more specifically, target also some of their behaviors. So if you only want to find people with children within that, say, 50-mile radius around a certain location, we can do that and then deliver ads to that audience. And oftentimes, if you know specifically the audience you're talking to, you can tailor your marketing and your creative to them. Mm-hmm. So if I'm selling diapers to parents of toddlers, then that messaging needs to be specific to a mom or a dad, right? So if you're selling bicycles to a family with young kids or just active outdoors people, we can focus on that as well. So it's very dynamic. That's what I mean when we have a lot of tools, but the combinations and the details make it almost unlimited in what we can do at ADX Digital.
Yeah, and Spring Jam happened over the weekend in Navarre. Hundreds and thousands of people that were there. You can put a little fence around them and figure out what they're looking for.
So one of the most important things is that you think ahead and you have a plan. And I'm always preaching that to any business owner or organizational leader. As you think about marketing, time is your friend. You have to get ahead of it. So right now, we should be talking about July and August. I mean, let's talk about what happens with the Blue Angels shows. And let's talk about how many people are going to be coming here in the summer, which it's here now. I mean, we're going to talk about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass here in a second from a geofencing standpoint, but we need to be thinking ahead. So, so yes, Spring Jam was yesterday. Back in January or February, we should have been talking about what you want to do around that audience. It was possible, and in some ways, actually, we can still go back and geofence that circle, and because of data, we can find out and deliver messages to the people who were there, even though it was yesterday. We can still, there's still, that is still a targetable audience here, even a few hours after the big show. But what a great weekend it was. So, so geofencing, number one target concept to think about for just a minute is geofencing your competitors. So I sell widgets. I've got seven people in town that sell the same widget I sell. We can draw a circle around those locations and deliver your ad to anybody that goes inside that location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty aggressive. That's a competitive strategy, but this is an idea.
Right.
And here's what I like about this idea. How much effort do we spend in marketing specifically to try to get people to take action? Hey, don't you want this bike? Let's just stay with that idea. Don't you want a bicycle? Don't you want a bicycle? And for you could spend thousands of dollars with ads trying to make you realize you need a bike. Or you can draw circles around the places that sell bicycles so that when the person decides they want a bike, you're not dealing with that person that's still on the couch not even knowing that they needed a bike. Instead, you could be targeting the people who are taking action, going already into the places that sell bicycles and sending messages to them, your ads, saying, hey, my bike's better, the prices are better, the service is better over here.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Right.
So, and for the most part, we're talking about 100,000 impressions a month into that specific audience for that specific reason with data that will show how many people clicked on your ad, how many people saw your ad but didn't click but still came to your website. That kind of data is available as a very basic part of one of the most simple concepts of digital targeted marketing, geofencing. So idea number one, geofence your competitors. Idea number two is to geofence an area. So now we're talking about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass that we've been talking about. So where do you think most visitors are going to go when they get to Pensacola for their week-long summer vacation? The beach? Maybe? Like, let's take
one of the stops.
That's okay. I'm going to give you two guesses, and the three guesses, the first two don't count. Where are they going to go? The beach, number one. We can draw a radius, a circle, actually any shape you want, around the beaches here, and when people go to the beach and pop open their phone and start scrolling around, they fall into our bucket, and now we can advertise to them. So who would want people who are coming to this area who go to the beach as a customer? A visitor to town who would potentially turn into a customer. Every restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Every bar? Probably a few events? Maybe some shopping?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about it. The way I've been setting this up, and this is a little bit of a different approach to the same thing we've been talking about, but one way we've been setting this up is we got 2.5 million people going to spend $1 billion here during from basically spring break to Labor Day. And if your company relies on that traffic and those dollars, this has to be something you look at. You just have to look at it. I mean, you know, get educated, create a plan, talk to all the experts you can, take advantage of all the available help, compare, contrast the different concepts that are out there or the different people that are talking to you about potentially about digital advertising, and make a plan and commit to it. And this is a great idea, and it is a great plan, and we can prove its effectiveness, and we can show data that as the campaign is going on. In fact, you can have your own dashboard to be able to see how the campaign is going from the point of view of impressions and click-throughs and that kind of a thing. So we draw circles around places where people are going to be that fall into that category of, let's say, a visitor coming here for, let's say, a week during the summer. And typically those people have expendable income. Maybe they have kids. Maybe you have a boat tour or a thing to do around here or some kind of an adventure or experience that you're targeting that specific person. And we can find that person and we can deliver your ads to them to talk to them about what you offer through geofencing to specific areas. And that can even start at the airport. As soon as people land, as we've talked about this on our sales team, Somebody traveled to Nashville here recently, and they said even before they got off the plane, as soon as, you know how it is, you pull up and you finally stop and everybody takes off their seatbelts and now they stand there and they're waiting. What do? They turn their phone on, if it was off in the first place, and they start scrolling around, and guess what? That opens them up to advertising even before they get off the plane, and we could do that with ADX Digital Marketing. So the conversation, by the way, starts with a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. That's just the main number here at ADX Communications. Ask for Jeff Wayne and say, hey, I'd really like to know more about some of the digital stuff that I heard Brian talking about on the radio today.
Okay, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Righty tighty. Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
I'm Terry Villet-Shishatti, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
Changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Monday edition of Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg, who's just taking a personal day. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prawitz from ADX Digital. Life in the fast lane. A lot of businesses probably feel that way. They're living life in the fast lane and
just, oh my gosh,
doing what they got to do to fulfill their mission.
So one of the coolest things I have ever did in my entire life is I started my own company in 2014, 15. I started my own marketing company when we were still in Oregon. And for 9 years, I had a marketing company, a digital marketing company. And so I understand how terrifying it is to be responsible for other people's paychecks, for instance.
Yeah.
To be a small business owner, to hang your own shingle out and be responsible for all of that. And I mean, it is the most exhilarating, exciting, terrifying thing ever. So I can relate to business owners when they get so busy that they don't want another thing to do. Like some of this that we talk about with digital marketing feels like another thing I got to learn. Another thing I got to pay attention to, how much work does it really take to get this thing set up? Am I going to have to do a bunch of additional work in the background? I mean, and for the most part, the answer to all of that is we're actually able to make your life easier. You don't have to. There's not a lot of extra work that goes into this. Once we get a campaign set up, it's on us to report back to the business owner to say, hey, here's how it's going. You've launched. Here's some of the early data. It's looking good. I'm going to be working this week on adjusting a campaign. So we are running a meta campaign, Facebook and Instagram for a company. And we launched three pieces of creative. And two of them were just regular display ads on Facebook and Instagram. But one of them was a carousel ad, and that means there's like six or seven pictures that rotate.
Okay.
And the data we've gotten back in the first 2 weeks shows that that carousel ad is crushing the other two. Crushing it. So that is clearly the best piece of creative we have. Well, this week, today, I'm going to build out carousel ads with those other two topics so that they're running three carousel ads on Facebook and Instagram in order to make that more efficient. But it didn't take us a month to figure that out, or 3 months. It took 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly better if we go this way than that way.
People were curious about what they were seeing. They clicked on it.
The carousel ad was deployed more often and had more interaction and is just a better message that's going out to the people that we're targeting. So So that's an example of, did that take extra work by the business? No, only to approve, hey, here's the idea. This is something I noticed. What do you say? And of course they're going to go, well, yeah, I want to get what I'm paying for here. You know, let's maximize this campaign. So I understand the idea, and we do. I mean, we've got six other salespeople here, and they all have at least as much experience as I've had in my life selling radio and digital, and so they get it too. And to be able to have the conversation and say, okay, we want to make your life easier. We want to make sure you are kept up on the information that's available, and we know what it's like to be a business owner and have too much on your plate, living in the fast lane. I got to be in charge of, I mean, think about it. Like, especially if you're a one person show, or even if you have two or three employees and you're maxed out and you're busy and people are doing three jobs at a time, all that kind of stuff. I totally understand it. So you don't want to be the marketing and payroll and creative person. Cause like the commercial, I love this commercial, the kombucha commercial. I think it was for a tax thing, or I don't know, a online bookkeeping ad. I'm trying not to say their name. The guy goes, hey, I launched my kombucha business, but now that I'm in business, I didn't realize there's like more business than kombucha. You know, like you didn't become a business owner in order to do paperwork all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You did it because you have a passion for what you're doing, and we want to be able to set you free that direction. Let us handle the marketing. You go do the thing you're awesome at that started the business in the first place.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
All right. That's my TED talk.
All right. Mobile conquesting.
So let's talk about it. So, yeah, I was
talking
about geofencing. And now the question is, like, I wanted to share a few ideas about ways you can use some of our strategies in a geofencing concept. So what would my ads do? What would they even look like if I took you up on this conversation about geofencing there, Brian? Well, I'm going to lay out four. There's one called mobile conquesting. This is specifically delivering ads to people's cell phones only, but also follows them where they go after they have sort of stepped into your bucket. So if we want to use the geofencing concept of the beach, so a visitor comes here from outside the area, they go down to the beach, they hang out. They are clearly a visitor and not a local. We can determine that as well. And we want to advertise to that person until they finally come to our restaurant. So we can send messages to their phone, but it gets even deeper than that. At times, we can also advertise to people around them who also might fall into that category. This is especially effective with big ticket purchase items like golf carts, let's say.
Mm.
So if your neighbor drives up in a golf cart and they got their cool golf cart, you might also be interested in getting a golf cart because demographically you might have some things in common with them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you fall into the bucket as well.
Absolutely. I see my neighbors driving around in golf carts in my neighborhood, and I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. And then especially if you go talk to them, of course, they're going to say where they bought it from.
Mm-hmm.
But how about if then later you start getting ads from that same place? Now, that sounds like the spooky stuff, like, oh, I talked about the yellow banana or yellow raincoat, and now I'm getting ads for yellow rain. That's not what we're talking about. We don't play in that sandbox. So mobile conquesting is delivering ads to people's cell phones after they have stepped into that geofence, and then we continue to advertise to them afterwards. Social mirror is another one you hear a lot about when we're talking about digital marketing. Social mirror takes a social post and actually makes it an ad out there on websites and apps wherever your target audience goes. This is social mirror is taking that Facebook or Instagram post and advertising with it, but not on Facebook or Instagram. So if you're not even on Facebook or Instagram and you go out on websites and apps out there in the world and you're inside that target audience, you might see what looks like a Facebook or Instagram post in the content you're interacting with. And it behaves just like a Facebook or Instagram post. It takes you to that Facebook or Instagram profile. It could take you to the person's website. Social mirror, very cool, very dynamic, very effective in a geofencing concept. Two more real quick. Display ads, that's the squares and rectangles with messages on them that show up on websites and apps and of all sizes and all kinds. And when you click it, it takes you through to their website. That's a display ad concept. And then meta campaigns I'd already talked about. Which is Facebook or Instagram. We can run your Facebook or Instagram campaign on either of those social profiles, by the way. So if, and this is very common because a lot of people in business are familiar with Facebook and Instagram advertising. We can manage that for you as well here at ADX Digital. So we've run through a whole bunch of stuff. I realize having a slower, more focused on your business conversation is definitely a thing. And we want to have that conversation with you. If you want to call, ring up Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000 to get the conversation started on digital marketing.
We'll be back with Brian Prywitz, ADX Digital, on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the action team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports celebrates the past, present, and future athletes. Tomorrow, Pensacola Sports will be the guest on Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in tomorrow at 10, as Pensacola Sports will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. Brian Prywitz from ADX Digital is our guest today. It's in the way that you use it. That's ADX Digital.
So clever. so clever. Definitely. Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to continue this, but
you're on a roll. Yeah. There are so many different ways that we can employ the concepts of digital targeted marketing for your business, specific to your business. But we really want to just sit down, getting into specifics about how much does it cost and that kind of stuff. Really, honestly, you got to sit down and talk to somebody about that in order to get very specific about what your needs are, who your target audience is. Who and where your audience is as important as any other part of the conversation. So, and that's the conversation we want to have with you anytime. And that starts with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. And if I could just encourage business owners on a couple of things, this is just basic marketing 101. I already mentioned it once. Think ahead. Right now, Q2 is just getting started. We should be talking about Q3. You should be really thinking about July and August. What's the plan later this summer? Ask for help. Reach out to people that profess expert intelligence on this stuff, including us. Use the people that are talking about this. Compare products and options. Create a plan. and commit to that plan and then demand data and demand proof that it's working. That is a high standard. That's what you should go with when it comes to digital marketing.
If you have any questions, 437-1620, 437-1620. This is Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Therese Crowley. 5 days to end the Iran war. President Trump pulling back his threat to strike Iran's energy grid for 5 days.
We've had very strong talks. Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner had them. They went, I would say, perfectly. I would say that if they carry through with that, it'll end that problem, that conflict.
With the same U.S. goals, no nuclear bomb or missiles, peace in the Middle East, markets soar as oil drops. ICE agents reporting to airport duty to help TSA security lines. President Trump asks no masks. LaGuardia Airport closed till at least 2 p.m. Eastern to clear the wreckage of an Air Canada jet in from Montreal when it collided with an airport fire truck cleared to cross the runway. Two pilots killed. The aluminum cockpit was crushed by the steel fire truck. 74 survived. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 65 degrees here across the area. Brooke Richardson's got our forecast, and that is up in just a few minutes. Two young kids are among four people hurt in an ATV crash in Santa Rosa County that also killed a woman from Brewton. The Florida Highway Patrol is leading that investigation. Sheriff Bob Johnson says riders often don't take the danger of ATVs seriously enough.
It's a toy to some people, but when you're on it, you got to act responsibly.
The deadly crash is renewing calls for riders to use caution while riding ATVs. A Brewton woman died in the crash, 23-year-old Brewton woman. Four other people were hurt, Sheriff Johnson says. Unfamiliar terrain is often a major factor in ATV accidents. Well, a bronze statue honoring late Pensacola philanthropist Louis Bear Jr. was unveiled last week at the Pensacola Museum of Art. Bear passed away March of 2023 after decades of leadership as the president and CEO of the Louis Bear Company. His son David spoke about the magnitude of that honor.
There was a group of people, Collier Merrill and Jim Reeves, who put a group together to honor my father with a statue and went around the community and friends of my dad's to raise some money to be able to do it and place it here at the museum at the entrance.
And Louis Jr. had also served as the chairman of the Pensacola Museum of Art's board for many years. 10:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures this afternoon near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, sunny skies, high near 79. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 77. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now it is 63 degrees, sunny skies. Our next news at 11 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Comments from President Trump this morning say there will be a five-day ceasefire period while negotiations with Iran take place, calling them, so far, good and productive conversations. All three indexes are up more than 2%, with the Dow Industrials up more than 1,000 points and the NASDAQ up more than 500 points. Amazon's Project Hail Mary won the weekend box office with over 80 million in North American ticket sales. The amount brought in globally, over 140 million. It's the third non-sequel or non-franchise movie to open above $50 million internationally in the post-COVID era alongside Oppenheimer and F1 the movie. Walmart is adding digital shelf labels to its stores and expects the technology to be in all stores by the end of the year. The move is supposed to help store associates do their jobs better as well as make sure that the price on each item will be exactly the same for every consumer in every store. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
We didn't know about a world wide web. Was a whole different game being played. That's when I was a kid. Wanna get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, today for Pep Talk. Mag is out. This is News Radio 92.3 FM, 1620 AM, and of course you can find us on the app. Brian Prowess from ADX Digital is our guest for this next half hour, talking things digital advertising. So what do you want to talk about this half hour?
Well, good morning again, and thanks for the deep tracks there and the messages inside of them.
Like absolutely. Everclear.
Very
source
nice.
Of wisdom.
Okay. Great philosophers, the guys at Everclear. Well, we're talking ADX digital marketing today. Very specific, not philosophical, very specific information here. And I wanted to shift into another idea for a business owner. So let's say you have a database, like memberships or a mailing list for your company. Well, we can actually target by address. So think of direct mail, but digital direct mail. So in a direct mail situation, you can get one impression in the mail, in the mailbox. The person gets the thing, and they might, I guess if they opened it and they flipped through it or another person saw it, then they would have more impressions. What I mean by an impression in a digital sense, an impression is every time an ad appears on a screen in front of your target audience. That's an impression. In a direct mail situation, you go to your mailbox, you open the thing, and in some cases you're going to get one impression because you don't know what's about to happen to that piece of paper. If they keep it and they look at it again, you'll get two or three. Okay.
I was told the average lifespan of those is like 10 seconds from the mailbox to the garbage can.
Often that is true. So you get one impression. Well, what if you could target that same address list and deliver 15 to 20 impressions to that address, to the people inside on their digital devices with the similar messaging, not the same as a 6x11 mailed postcard, but being able to ping that person multiple times as long as they fall into the category that you're selecting. So let's say four people live in that house and there's two adults and two teenagers, let's just say, and technically you could advertise to all of them. You could go address targeting, but also go, but I only want to hit the 25-year-old or higher audience. So now you're delivering that ad just to those people's devices and not to everybody inside that home.
Oh, interesting.
So if you're trying to build a membership, so I'm just thinking of companies and how they would use databases. So if I have subscriptions or memberships, I can take that list. We can deliver an ad to the people on that list. And then we can actually match some of the same information about the people on that list and create what's called a lookalike list. So if you and I are on the same list, you and I would have some things in common: age, gender, where we lived. We would have some different categories, though. Maybe I have more kids than you do, or maybe I drive a certain vehicle and you don't, or something. Something, obviously, we're not going to match all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But if your target audience was men 45 to 60, assuming you and I both would fall into that category, then you can say, well, that person also watches that show and has about that net income, and some of these other things are also in common. We can actually go out there into the world and find other people that fall into those categories and advertise them, add them to the list. That's where the lookalike concept comes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the more people you have on your original list, the easier it is to find the lookalike list, because if you have 150 or 500 people on that list, now we can go out and find people that are similar and advertise to them as well. A lookalike audience match off of a database.
Interesting.
Okay, so this is really useful if you have a mailing list, if you're trying to grow a subscription list, if you are looking for donations to your nonprofit, if you have any kind of a membership club that you have and you want to expand it. But here's where it really is cool, is the political, on the political side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're running for office and you have a district and you want to appeal to one party or another, or everyone, or the non-affiliated voters, you call the county clerk, you get a list, we take the list, we advertise to that list. So if you're running for office, and as I said earlier, it's important to think ahead. So primaries coming up in August, right now is when you should be thinking about doing this. Mm-hmm. If you're running a political campaign, ADX Digital can help you with that campaign. It takes a little time to get it set up. You got to be ahead of the curve. It can't be a last second thing. But when it comes to address targeting from for politics, for a political campaign, this, again, like I said earlier, this has to be something you're aware of. This needs to be something you explore. And we can have that conversation with you here at ADX Digital. To have the conversation, to get that thing started, to just get a conversation with myself or any of our other spectacular account executives, it starts with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, to start the conversation about any of the digital targeted marketing that we're talking about.
And depending on how the district is drawn, zip codes, you can target by zip codes.
Well, when you make the call to the clerk, you can say, I'm running for this office.
Right, the clerk will give you the specific list.
Yes.
Yes.
And so zip codes become less important because mm-hmm. your target audience is right. those addresses inside. But if you do if you run a campaign well, when it comes to a digital targeted marketing concept in a political campaign, I mean, being around a million impressions, especially a 60-day run, let's say, up to primary day is probably a pretty healthy campaign. You probably want to get to about a million impressions inside that district so that you can hit everybody on that list 15 to 20 times. Because depending on how much attention they pay, at the beginning of that 60 days, they might not even know you're running. Branding and awareness is a big part of it, but also a call to action. Like, hey, I'm the guy. Come check out my website. Click here to learn more about me, the candidate. And then from there, obviously, you hope that your campaign content is excellent enough that they begin to appreciate what you're offering and then decide to vote for you on election day.
Mm-hmm.
So from a political standpoint, address targeting, a very, very smart strategy. A couple other things, too. I want to talk about reporting before we get done today, PJ. The reporting that we have is pretty amazing. And we have a product called Website Visitor ID. Website Visitor ID just puts a container tag in the HTML, in other words, the coding of your website. Not coding like COAT, but coding, CODING, coding.
Mm-hmm.
So a container tag lives inside your website and is able to determine the name, the physical address, sometimes combined with an email address, and everything from net worth and disposable income to the number of kids they have, all cookie-less data that is yours to use the way you want. There's no spam involved here. In order to build that list, we were just talking about a database. You could build a database through gathering information about the people that hit your website. And this is called Website Visitor ID. And then part of that dashboard includes where people go on your website. And if you combine where people go to your website with a little more information about their net worth, that creates lead opportunities from a lead sales concept. So we have a couple of clients, we have more than a couple, but there are a couple of clients that I have that are on using website visitor ID. And when you combine, if you knew that this guy named Brian who lives in Milton came to your website and then looked at the cost calculator for what you're selling, a big ticket item. Here's the cost calculator. Here's the list of all the services, and here are some of the projects. And that person goes to that particular project page, and you know their net worth and a little bit more about them from a sales lead standpoint, that is golden. That is priceless lead gen content, and it comes through a little thing called website visitor ID that is part of all of the things that we offer here at ADX Digital.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue in Hop Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today filling in for Meg. Brian Prywitz from ADX Digital is our guest for this half hour, and we are talking about reporting opportunities before we went into the break there and how we can report back to the businesses about their campaigns.
In order to reduce the amount of confusion. Is that why you played that song? Land of Confusion. We're trying to
it's
avoid.
It's all working out today.
The land of confusion is not the land we live in at ADX Digital Marketing, because everything is provable and everything is discussable, and we eliminate confusion. We take you from the land of confusion, PJ. Now I'm offended over here. What is land of confusion? It's not confusing. ADX Digital Marketing is a dynamic part of ADX Communications. We have 19 different ways that we can use digital marketing in order to reach your target audience. And we help you identify who that target audience is, where they are, and then the best way to go about finding that audience, and then what message to send to them as well. I mean, at the end of the day, the message that we send and the content that we're sharing is really where the rubber hits the road. So as we come in kind of the home stretch here today, and thank you for paying attention and being with us here today, talking about ADX Digital Marketing. I was talking about reporting. I was talking about website visitor ID. And that's just one of the elements of reporting. I mean, any campaign you run with us, we have reports that come out once a month that really get deep into detail. In fact, sometimes I just come in here with a report and hand it to Meg, and we just look at the report together, because you start with things like impressions and click-throughs, but there's also view-throughs. In other words, somebody sees the ad but doesn't click on the ad and still comes to your website. We know that. We can track that. So you get a combination of the people that did click and the people that still came to the website anyway to know how many people came to the website and took action based on what it was that they saw. So, but it goes deeper than that. So depending on the platform, but let's say you're running social mirror campaign. As we talked about earlier, that would be a Facebook or Instagram post that is made into an ad and runs on websites and apps where your audience goes. At the end of the month, we can see all the impressions, click-throughs, view-throughs, but also which piece of creative worked best. We can see where people were, what websites were they on when they saw the ad. We can see, in some cases, we can see specifically the platform, like if it's connected TV, for instance, you would see the different platforms people are on. You would see that X number of people on Roku saw your ad. X number of people on Apple TV saw your ad.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto, Tubi.
Hulu.
Hulu is its own animal, but we can do YouTube, we can do Amazon. There's a lot of other places we can run connected TV, but but it will tell you more about where people were in order for you to understand who your audience is and what's the most effective place for me to deploy ads. So not to mention, we can go anywhere. We can go anywhere in the United States. And as far as video content goes and connected TV, we can get your ad in front of people in just about anywhere. But we need to get very specific and detailed with people when we're talking about this. And so speaking in generalities is a little bit dangerous, which is why it's so great for us to sit down, learn more about your business, find out where your target audience is, and then help you find them in the most effective way possible, and then help you to understand what it is. PJ, if I had a nickel for every time I heard a business owner say, well, we tried digital, but, you know, I never knew what I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if it really worked because I don't know what the reporting was and nobody ever explained it to me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's what we're all about. We're a local business that wants you to succeed. Customer service and communication is at the top of the list of the things that we love to do and I think we're really good at.
Yeah.
And so that communication and discussion and analysis of all of the things that we're talking about when you run a campaign with ADX Digital, it's all part of it. It's very, very important to us.
Yeah. Having heart of a teacher, teaching them what they need to know about digital, and then following up with them to say, here's how everything looks.
Yeah. Yeah. Accountability and consistency and all of those things are all a big part of the makeup of ADX Digital marketing. So the place to start is a conversation with Jeff. Give a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 if you'd like to start the conversation about ADX Digital Marketing.
Okay. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show discussing everything from registration to graduation and so much more. And did you know that 91% of PSE students graduate loan-free? Learn more tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guests from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, the Monday edition. I'm your host, PJ, today. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prywitz from EDX Digital. I'm talking all things digital advertising.
Yeah, we can wrap up the hour with a couple of thoughts here. First of all, the mix of digital and radio is so perfect, and that's why ADX Communications has a digital department, almost like a fifth radio station. And the reason is because there is literally no better branding and awareness tool available to businesses from a marketing standpoint than radio. Radio branding and awareness is the very top of the funnel. In other words, the marketing funnel, you have to make sure people know you exist before you can start to ask them to consider buying from you. And that branding and awareness message is so perfect from radio because you are broadcasting out to a wide range of people. There's some targeting because people tend to listen to a certain product, you know, a certain programming based on their age and demographic than other stations, for instance, but branding and awareness, that's the very top of the marketing funnel. All the stuff we're talking about with digital marketing, and I say all, and then I realize that, you know, that's extreme, like, you know, absolute. So there's always an exception to the rules. So branding and awareness at the top, radio. Digital is more like the conversion part, the consideration part, when people are in the market. Because they heard your ad, now they're looking you up and they want to know more about you and your products and your services. That's where digital marketing becomes so important to move them down the funnel to the bottom, which is when they buy. So that is a conversion. That is a literal moment when they purchase from you because they've gone through the funnel, which starts with, hi, here's my business, continues with things like digital ads to their phones based on their interest and their behavior on and offline, all the way down to the moment they purchase. And we have products that work all through that entire process, that entire funnel with digital targeted marketing. But it takes a conversation. It takes a focused effort on your business, who your audience is and where they are. And then we can target them and get the message that will most effectively move them to action through all these different ideas.
We do have a question on the text line for you. How does someone browsing in incognito mode on their web browser, does that impact how we're able to deliver these products?
Some of it, yes. And there are security things out there on different devices as well that limit how much information you share. So, yeah, not everybody that's out there is giving off all the information that is that they possibly could be. So, yes, things like incognito. But be careful because incognito or an in private window does limit some information, but not all of it. Like your IT department at work probably can tell where you go even if you're incognito. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be a little bit careful about that. But, yes, you can limit to some degree some of the information that you give off when you're out there, the breadcrumbs that you leave behind. And, yes, that does impact at times, but usually there are other ways to our behavior online gives off a lot of information. So just your browsing behavior is not enough to it's not based just on that, I'll just say.
Okay.
So
one more time, who do they contact?
Yeah, give Jeff Wayne a call. Jeff will explain that better than I did, I suppose, if you sat him down. Just kidding. 850-262-6000 to start the conversation on ADX Digital Marketing. PJ, thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks for being here.